la paix des miens.
Welcome to Voices from the Frontlines on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. My name is Manuel Criollo, and I'm here with my co-host, Eric Mann. For today's show, we'll continue our coverage and analysis of the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and its impact on black people in the Gulf Coast. We'll start the show with Beverly Wright, a leading scholar and activist in the environmental justice movement, who will speak to us about the environmental causes and impacts of the recent destruction on the Gulf Coast. Following Dr. Wright, we'll have Malcolm Suber of the People's Hurricane Relief Fund that recently convened in Baton Rouge and developed a People's Oversight Committee with the purpose of overseeing all aspects of recovery and reconstruction for the victims of Hurricane Katrina. We'll close our hour with Bill Fletcher, president of TransAfrica, who will discuss the state of the Black Liberation Movement, its reaction and responsibilities to the recent events in the Gulf Coast. But first, we'll start today's show with a commentary by Eric Mann.
Hi, everybody. As you know, our show Voices from the Frontlines will be prioritizing the man-made attack on the black community code named Operation Katrina. Very little to say because we want our guests to say the most. Just a few things that we'll try to repeat as common themes here. The first thing is, besides all the literal focusing on whether George Bush said the word discrimination or the headline, George Bush discusses poverty in his fifth year in office. Let's understand that there's a plan for Katrina. The plan is coherent and rested in the ruling class and the corporate class. It goes like this. The first is that there were problems of New Orleans, as people know. It had, as a city below sea level, it had a levee system that's inherently a man-made system against natural disasters. The first point we'll repeat and repeat is Katrina was not a natural disaster. It was a hurricane at an escalated level because of global warming. The extreme weather events of the present period are escalated by the greenhouse gases, which are escalated by the emissions from the cars that we drive. We need to deal a little bit more with the science, but as they say for a little bit, just trust me on this. How come Katrina was the worst natural disaster in U.S. history, the worst hurricane that ever happened? Ask people in the third world and they will tell you these are called extreme weather events. Nations such as the small island states that have been having floods for 4,000 years, for 10,000 years, are having floods in the last 30 years that they've never experienced before, with entire islands in danger of being overflown, flooded and eventually extinct. So let's not say the first part of the man-made disaster was global warming itself and the Category 5 hurricane. The second part of the man-made disaster is the leaving of the black community in a state of profound vulnerability since it came here as slaves, and which the great reconstruction period of 1865 to 1877 was overthrown. The great civil rights period of 1955 to 1975 was overthrown. And the reaction, the counter-revolution against black people, did not simply lead to Moynihan's benign neglect, which is, all right, let's give them this stuff and leave them alone. We're talking about in the last, since 1980 to 2005, something like 350,000 black people in prison altogether to 2 million. Of the 2 million people in prison today, 50% are black. That's not benign neglect. That is a racist onslaught. Last year alone, there's been 1 million new people thrown in poverty. Bill Clinton got rid of welfare as we know it. Attacks on social service programs. That is a man-made disaster. The decision to say that the evacuation plan was based on your access to transportation, as Representatives Manuel and I have the Bus Riders Union, we represent 450,000 people who are the transit dependent in Los Angeles. Those who depend on public transit in order to get around. Those of the poor people, black, Latino, and Asian Pacific Islander for the most, all over the country. So if we told you today that there was just going to be an evacuation plan in L.A. on the earthquake, but don't worry, it's based on your access to a car, you're condemning to death 450,000 people, about 90% of whom are black, Latino, and Asian. So what this country does is it creates a category, like poverty, It says, hey, it's not a race category, it's a class category. But we know in Los Angeles that in New Orleans, 84% of the poor people were black people. We know prisoners are not just poor people, but they're 50% black people and about 25% Latino people. So the fraudulent effort to discuss class, when class and race and gender have become so totally integral at this point in history, is part of the problem. Now, what's the punchline here? After all the crocodile tears, after the Clinton and George Sr. collecting all this money, the Red Cross collecting all this money, there is the danger of a 500,000-person city, New Orleans, which was about 70% black, so that's 350,000 people, being reduced to perhaps at first a 250,000-person city. Beverly Wright, who was our next guest, said to me yesterday in just a conversation that if the elections were held today in New Orleans, there would be a white mayor, a white city council, an all-white government with a predominantly white population, because who's staying and who's going? So the demand, which will be said by, I'm sure, by Beverly, that will be said by Malcolm, that will be said by Bill Fletcher, that will be said by us, the demand of the return, the right of return, and the physical return of all 350,000 black people to New Orleans to participate in the rebuilding is the primary contradiction that must be solved. Because if the people there, they can have a fight over a community redevelopment program. If the people are there, if the black people are there, they can fight over the racist policies. But you can't, if you don't get your people back to New Orleans, all the other demands, let's be honest, will not happen. Because the social base for that movement will be destroyed, which is the core to the Bush plan. So the last thing I want to say, and we'll be discussing it throughout the evening, is that on Thursday, September 29th, at the Emmanuel Presbyterian Church, and Manuel told me we've just gotten the main chapel there, which means 600-700 of you folk can turn out. And you know we want that to be a predominantly black, Latino, Asian, and anti-racist white meeting. There will be reports back from the Congressional Black Caucus meetings in D.C. that Damon Azali and Barbara Lott Holland from the Strategy Center will be attending. I believe Beverly Wright will be attending. Dr. Bob Bullard was the one who pulled our coat on this. There will be reports from the Gulf Coast. There will be money raised. Every cent raised will be for grassroots groups in the Gulf Coast trying to fight this hurricane of racism.